My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mark Moss Show, where we talk about the decentralized revolution, the way the world is changing, trying to make sense of it, man. It is a wild, wild world out there. Banking system is collapsing. Censorship is happening all over the world. Wars breaking out. What the heck is going on? Well, if you look at it from this thesis of a decentralizing world, from the lens of three revolutions that are happening simultaneously, a political revolution, a financial revolution, and a technological revolution, it starts to make sense. And so, of course, we look at it from the lens of those three things. And a lot of people still don't see it. It's like the don't see the forest for the trees kind of a thing, right? Where it's like you're so close to it, you don't see it. But again, if you zoom out and you kind of understand this thesis, then it starts making sense. And so I like to look at some of the latest breaking news so we can start to see how this is working, right? How this is going through. So running through some of the latest breaking news headlines of this week, some things that were catching my eye was, you know, on this decentralized revolution thesis, for example, as I always say, technology is really the thing that changes the world more than anything. And of course, Bitcoin is this decentralized technology. It's a technological revolution. It's groundbreaking, and it's allowing us to start reimagining the world in a decentralized way. So when the internet first started, it was, of course, very decentralized. Me, in my early days, in 1999 or 98, when I first started this web company, I had to run my own server. There was no cloud services. There was no Amazon Web Services. I had to run my own server. So everybody ran their own servers, decentralized. But then as the internet, that was too difficult. It was too expensive. It was too costly. The internet couldn't scale. And so then everything became very centralized. So then we had the rise of Google and Facebook and Amazon that centralized all of that. But now we see how bad that's become: censorship and data manipulation and behavioral modification, all these bad things. And so now we're swinging back to this decentralization. Now, I said Bitcoin kind of invented this. It was this breakthrough of decentralization by, instead of having one database, now we have lots of databases, and they have to achieve consensus. Not everything needs that. That's one big takeaway. Sort of in this cryptocurrency boom, everything tries to kind of arbitrage the trend, right? They're trying to make money off of that trend, even though they're not really part of that. Nor, like I said, does everything need to be decentralized. One of the things that seems like it does need to be decentralized, though, is communication, right? So we don't want our money to be seized or stolen or censored. If I want to send you money, I should be able to send you money. If I want to send money to a woman who's being oppressed in Afghanistan by the Taliban, there's no way to do that normally because the Taliban controls the bank and they'll just take her money. So I want to be able to send her money without being censored, and I can do that with Bitcoin. All right. But also our communication. We want our communication to be censored. Now, what all the crypto bros want to tell you is that all these blockchains are going to solve that. But we don't need blockchains. We don't need tokens in order to have decentralized social media or I should say conversations. And I've talked about before two different apps, but man, they are really rising. And one of them is a company called Zion. And Zion is an app that makes it super, super easy to use, where basically you can download an app in the App Store right now. Just go to Zion. And the information routes decentralized across the Bitcoin network. And it also has payments built in. So as I'm chatting with you, I can send you messages peer-to-peer over the network, and I can send you money directly without being censored. Now, this is important for... Now, from a US-centric viewpoint, you might see, well, it's important for people like on OnlyFans, so like OnlyFans, which sort of kind of has this, it was created for these creators who want to get, you know, provide value to their followers and get paid directly. It's kind of been taken over by, you know, adult content, let's just call it that. Which, interesting enough, is typically the first use case of technology. The very first use case for VCRs when they came out a long time ago was adult content. The very first thing that really took off on the internet was adult content. And the thing that's taking off on these decentralized, or like with OnlyFans, is adult content. Because it's kind of this, you know, the fringe of society, whatever, kind of takes off there. So it's sort of like this OnlyFans, except for the OnlyFans problem, because it's, you know, sort of looked down upon on that side of the system. They had their credit card accounts shut down, right? They had their PayPal account shut down, things like that. And so Zion's a way that you can be a creator and not have to worry about being censored, because your followers that are in your community can pay you directly with Bitcoin. The rise of another one is Noster, and Noster is really taking the world by storm. Noster is a technology. It's a platform, like a layer one. It's a protocol that it doesn't use a blockchain. Instead, it uses these decentralized relays, and these relays send information. Not getting too technical, if you guys are old enough to remember like BitTorrent, when you used to be able to download music and movies and software and things like that. And basically all of these computers around the world would store packets of data. They were sort of like relays. And then you could grab packets from all of them and put together a whole file. And that was censorship resistant. The music labels, the movie companies, they were never able to figure out how to shut that down. Sort of like what Noster does. It's a little bit different. I don't want to get super detailed into it. And then that's this protocol. And now there's applications being built on top of this Noster protocol that allow you to use it. One of the probably more popular ones is this Damus, D-A-M-U-S. And Damus is sort of like it looks like a Twitter client. And so it's like an app that uses this new network, and it sort of looks like Twitter. And now me and all the other people that I follow on Twitter can connect independently. Now, the reason why this is important is because what happens is, if my Twitter account gets shut down, if my YouTube account gets shut down, which, by the way, you should follow me on both. Twitter is @1MarkMoss, and YouTube, of course, is just Mark Moss. But if either of those were to get shut down, I lose everybody. I mean, if my YouTube channel got shut down, that would greatly affect my life. I wouldn't be happy about that. But with Noster, I own the community, and it's interoperable. So what does this mean? So Noster is the network, but I use an app like Damus, right? Well, it gives me a public and a private key. And if Damus did something I didn't like, like for example, started censoring me, or if they want to start charging me money, well, I could just go to their competitor, which there's several out there right now, and I can keep all my followers, all my content. I own it. So I'm using their like Twitter-like client, then I can move to Twitter 2 or Twitter 3 and take my content and my followers with me. It's pretty amazing. It's a big breakthrough. It is going to change the world. Now, Damus is kind of like this Twitter client. Zion is different. Zion's more of like a community client. So Zion is more for like sort of like a Facebook group or more like a Telegram group. So on Twitter, you can't have groups, obviously, where the groups can communicate between each other. So there's going to be lots of different applications of this network. Eventually, there will be a YouTube client. And there's already, I saw it yesterday, like a replacement for Medium or Substack client. So again, if Substack were to cut you off and you lost all your followers on Medium or Substack, well, you just move to the next client and you would keep all of your people. It's amazing. That's the way it's going to go. And of course, it's been really pushed by Bitcoin. Zion's built on Bitcoin, uses Bitcoin to transfer money. Nostr uses Bitcoin as well. So we can transfer information and we can transfer money at the same time. What a time to be alive. And of course, Bitcoin has been doing amazingly well. As this banking system has collapsed, everyone is rushing to Bitcoin. Bitcoin's was up to $25,000. Gold, which doesn't move barely at all, was also up a massive bid. Everybody's realizing the banking system is collapsing. I better buy Bitcoin. I better buy gold. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about some of the latest breaking news headlines of the week as we look through the decentralized revolution. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to take a break for a minute. Don't go away. I'm going to be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show, of course, always talking about the decentralized revolution, how the world is changing, and of course, through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. And we're running through some of the latest breaking news headlines that came across this week. It has been a busy, well, I was going to say a busy week. It's really been a busy year. It's really been actually a pretty busy 3 years, as a matter of fact. I mean, it has just been crazy. The world is just changing so fast, especially with this banking collapse. Because as I talk about politics, finance, and technology, because the three are so interweaved, right? As soon as the banking system starts to fall, then the political system jumps in, right? So it's like all of this kind of ties in together. One of the big things that I like to talk about all the time is the need for building the parallel economy. I've been pounding the table on this for over a year and a half, talking about the need for a parallel economy. This is how we change the world. We change the world through an economic, through an economic vote. We change it through capitalism. That means me and you as entrepreneurs need to start businesses to compete against the corrupt and decaying legacy system. That means you and I as consumers should be voting with our money and giving our money to businesses that are building in this parallel economy. It's the greatest opportunity that I've seen as an entrepreneur, and it's the greatest way that we can really affect change as consumers. So if you care about the way the world is going, then you should be voting with your money, and you need to be thinking about this parallel system. You know, It's never been more apparent. I like to reference a quote from Socrates. He said, "Focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." So look, man, you can get all worn out online, you know, keyboard warrioring it up, getting your cortisol levels all up, you know, all stressed out about what's going on in the media and politics, and you can be fighting, and you can be going to parent-teacher association meetings, and you can be doing all that. Spending all your time and all your energy trying to fight that system, trying to change that system, or you cannot. And you can just take all your energy and go focus it on building something different. Forget trying to change the education system. Just pull your kids out and start a different school. Instead of trying to fight against mainstream media, just create your own media channels, sort of like I've done. And the need has never been bigger. I saw this week, you know, some of these new outlets that are really trying to do this, you know, Charlie Kirk, you know, Turning Point USA, things like that. They were holding this event, CPAC. And one of the big things that happened there at the CPAC event, this a conservative event, conservative political action conference. It's a little bit trying to change the system. It's not quite the parallel economy that I see. But what they were talking about is basically that we need the parallel economy. That was like one of the big themes they had, because big tech is attacking the, you know, the conservatives, the voices, what they're saying. And so we just need this parallel economy. A couple of things that I saw, you know, Rep. Lauren Boebert from Colorado said, quote, "I've called for 230 protections to be removed, for 230 protections to be removed from these big tech companies who are hiding behind Section 230, and they're acting like editors rather than publishers." So 230 is a protection that platforms get. They're not held legally liable for information that gets posted there, as long as they stay neutral. But as soon as they start editing it, to her point, then they should lose their 230 protection. And that's what she's calling. But what we can do is we can just not use those, and we can start using our own decentralized protocols. As I talked about before, we can use Nostr, we can use Zion, we can, you know, do things like that. And that is the parallel economy. We all need to be leaving this corrupt legacy system and moving over into that. Now, a lot of conservatives have braced this. It hasn't maybe moved as fast as it as we'd like it to, which is why I'm challenging you all as entrepreneurs to step up. Entrepreneurs have been asleep at the wheel, man. It's time for you to wake up and start building. And us as consumers, it's time for us to vote with our money, put our money where our mouth is, and starting to go support these businesses. We saw recently Donald Trump Jr., his company that he started, an alternative news, had their bank account shut down, right? They want to build something to so big that big tech couldn't shut it down. But of course, that's big headwinds. Trump Sr., President Trump, also created Truth Social, another way to go fight against this. Go build the world that you want. Elon Musk did, right? Elon Musk, he didn't build it. He went and bought it. He put his money where his mouth is, building the world he wants. He bought Twitter, and he bought Twitter so that he could now create what he wants as free speech. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything that Musk does. I don't know everything that Musk does. But I do like that. And what I like more importantly, and I even respect with George Soros and Bill Gates, as much as I dislike what they're doing, and that's very strongly, I could say it much stronger than that. But as much as I dislike what they're doing, what I do like what they're doing, and we should all be copying them, is they're putting their money where their mouth is. They have a plan. They have a goal. It's written down. They're using their time, money, and energy to building the world they want. And what are you doing? What are you doing? So that was the big theme here at this CPAC event. I'm glad to see them saying that. I want to pound the table on that as well, because it's never been more important. Now is the time for the entrepreneurs to wake up, because your voice is being silenced. And like I said, these people have a plan to change the world. And what are you doing? Ron DeSantis, he's been in the news quite a bit this week. He's also trying to change the world. I saw a couple contradicting stories. There was a story of a teacher bragging about indoctrinating students with Marxist literature. And he says that revolutions have to involve violence. A self-described communist teacher from Maryland bragged on social media about indoctrinating her students with Marxist literature and called for a fight against capitalism. Now, I wrote a book to counter that, so shameless plug here. Check it out. It's called The Uncommunist Manifesto. Check it out on Amazon, multiple bestseller category. It's very affordable, and you can read it in just about an hour, hour and a half. We made it very accessible for everybody. So check that out, The Uncommunist Manifesto on Amazon. But as this teacher's bragging openly about teaching that and teaching her kids that they should be not only communist, but they should also be violent, we saw NBC's Chuck Todd criticized Ron DeSantis by politicizing communism by teaching students about its evil history. So Ron DeSantis signed into a law the Victims of Communism Day, which teaches students in the state the far left ideologies of murderous history. So when I was a kid growing up, I grew up when we still had the Cold War and the Berlin Wall, and I was taught what was going on in communism. I was taught that 100 million people have died because of communism. But now we have these teachers praising it, saying how good it is, of course, leaving out all the death and destruction that's in its wake. And so I applaud Ron DeSantis for doing this. We should teach the truth. That's what I like, the truth. So it's okay, apparently, for this teacher to brag about distorting the truth and openly saying she's indoctrinating, but how dare the governor of Florida actually teach the truth and have a day for Victims of Communism Day, which is still alive and well today. Look at all the people trying to escape Cuba. It's still there. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Maas Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution, the way the world is changing. And I'm really pounding the table on the parallel economy. We need to go build the world that we want. That's what's happening right now. That's what I'm challenging you to do. Step up, build a business or support a business and build the world you want. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with more news headlines in a minute. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution, of course, each and every week. Whoo, because the world is changing fast. You know, I talk about quite a bit the censorship of our freedom of speech. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for me. It should be a big deal for you. It's one of the things that is the foundation of society. It's the one thing that separates us from animals. We can communicate our ideas. And they want to take that away. The one thing that makes us so different than animals, and they want to take away our ability to communicate. Now, they don't want to take away our ability to communicate altogether. Of course, they'd love for us to sing the praises of the government when you're in countries like, you know, well, through communism, through the USSR, and even today, like in North Korea, they want to destroy the family because they want you to worship the government. They want you to look at the leader of that country as like a deity, as a god. And so as long as you're singing the praises of the god, small letter god, the leader, then they want that communication. But if you're saying anything against that, well, then that's a big problem. And so, of course, they want to control speech. We talked about earlier in a segment how technology, and I say it all the time, technology changes things, and how the printing press and in the mid-1400s, really led to the Protestant Reformation because they couldn't control the information, and how the internet is doing the same thing. How dare you peasants be able to communicate without us? You think they want us to have that power? You think they want us to have the ability to get information on our own without their self-approved narrative? Of course not. Of course not. Look, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to understand that they want to control a narrative and they've used propaganda forever. In previous world wars, we dropped flyers out of planes to get the propaganda out there. It's been done forever. It's just human psychology here. And of course, they want to do that. I talked about the absurdity of having this banking collapse that we're in right now, and they're trying to blame it on the fact that Twitter might have caused it. If only we didn't have free speech on Twitter, maybe the bank wouldn't have collapsed. So the answer would probably be to then Twitter should probably censor people that would say anything about a banking collapse. That's what we should do. If anybody says anything about banks being risky or they collapse or that people should pull money out, we should certainly censor them. We should cut their accounts off. That would fix it, right? Or how about the banks just have our money so we could get it when we want it? Like, if Peter Thiel caused the bank collapse of SVB because he tweeted out he was going to pull his money out, it seems like SVB was already ready to collapse. Now, of course, that doesn't change the fact that that's not what they want. They can't fix the system, so instead they have to lie. When good ideas can't win on their own, they have no choice but to lie and censor. There's a saying that says, you don't prove a man wrong by ripping out his tongue. You only prove that you have something to hide. And so here we have Gary Gensler, the head of the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. Their only job is to protect consumers, which they have failed to do over and over and over again. In my opinion, they should shut down in disgrace. Gary Gensler should resign, and the SEC should be shut down. But here they are. And now he's warning us that misconduct amid a bank collapse will be prosecuted. Now, they're not saying it exactly, but you get the gist of what they're saying. If you say something, it's sort of like the whole argument with freedom of speech, right, is the thing. Well, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. That's the line, right? So that's kind of like this point where freedom of speech kind of has its limits because you can't say something that would cause harm. So if we were in a crowded theater and I screamed fire and then everybody rushed for the exits and one or two people got trampled to death, like I could be held liable. And so I guess what they're trying to say is, well, if you say that a bank is collapsing and you're pulling your money out and that causes people to get their money out and the bank does collapse, then you could be liable. I mean, where does this end? What type of injury is there, right? Like, I mean, I'm responsible because I want to get my money out before it collapses and I tell people that I know. I mean, it's just insane. But of course, that's where we are. You have to control the narrative at every chance. That's what the Protestant Reformation did. And of course, they failed miserably. I saw this week there was a big protest, of course, at a California college. University of California, Davis, and hundreds of masked protesters, Antifa protesters, in my opinion, went there to prevent Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk from speaking. Now, he runs a big platform. He talks about very common sense things, and they don't want common sense because, of course, their ideas can't stand up. So, of course, because their ideas can't stand up, they have no choice but to censor what he's saying. It says here, the protesters were mostly wearing black. They clashed with law enforcement officers and students, including attendees of the event. They smashed windows, hurled eggs, used pepper spray, and blocked people from entering the university where the event was held. What? You don't have to convince people. Like, what you have to do, again, you have to censor people. You have to prevent people from getting good information if you want your ideas to win. Otherwise, they should be able to win in the court of public opinion. They should be openly discussed and there should be dialogue there. Elon Musk says, quote, not a peaceful protest at all, as he was looking at photos and videos of the protest as they surfaced. Several people responded to Musk's post agreeing the protesters were violent, and some made comparisons to January 6th Capitol protest. I didn't see that happening at the Capitol protest. I didn't see hundreds of people spraying pepper spray and breaking all the windows. Maybe they did. Don't rely on me. Do your own research there. But that's basically what's happened. And because they don't want free speech to happen, they can only censor. That's all they can do. And then we do have a couple good politicians left. There are a couple. There's a small minority group on the Republican Party that's pretty good. Now, overall, I'm not a big fan of politics overall. I don't like to get this red or blue or red or left or right. At the end of the day, politicians want to tell me what to do. I believe that we should be free. I believe we're in the land of the free. And so, you know, Ron DeSantis, I like some of the stuff that he's doing, but he's still restricting my freedom and telling me what I can and can't do. So I don't really like that. However, there are a couple good guys, Jim Jordan being one of them. And he came heavy and hard. Of course, the Democrats hate him. He dropped the receipts. I like to call it the receipts, the proof. He dropped the receipts on the House Democrats talking about government censorship, of course, right? And he was talking specifically about the Twitter files, talking about how the government was forcing Twitter to suppress free speech. And in that, it was a violation of the First Amendment. He said, rules for thee, but not for me, right? And so then the Democrat Party said, basically demanded that Jordan prove what he's talking about. So he said, I'd ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the following email from Clark Humphrey, Executive Office of the Presidency. That's the Biden administration. Hey, folks, this goes to Twitter. Hey, they used the term Mr. Goldman just used. They wanted to flag the below tweet and then wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP. So he's got the receipts directly from the Biden administration, directly to Twitter, saying, wanted to flag the below tweet, wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP. How dare you say something about the presidency? Now, in Saudi Arabia, they put people in prison for decades. As a matter of fact, there's two different cases I was reading about this week. I don't have them pulled up in front of me, of people that were in the United States and used Twitter and said something negative about the Saudi Arabia government. They went back to Saudi Arabia for a business trip on one example. The other one, I think, was visiting family. And they both were arrested, and one of them serving like 16 years in prison. The other one serving like 30 years in prison because they said something critical of the government. This is where we're going. This is where it goes. First, they just censor you on Twitter. After that, they start putting you in jail. That's what Gary Gensler is promoting. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about some of the latest breaking news headlines of the week as we look through the decentralized revolution. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to take a break for a minute. Don't go away. I'm going to be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution, and I am running through some of the latest breaking news headlines of the week so you can see how this is changing. I call them the signposts. If I gave you directions to my house and I said, oh, drive down the freeway till you see this sign, make a right, and then drive till you see this yellow fence and make a left, and when you see this mailbox, make a right. But I didn't tell you how far it was between those. You didn't know if it was going to be a 10-minute drive or a 10-hour drive. But what you do know is there's, you know, 10 or 15 signposts, and as you're getting down towards the end, you know you're getting closer. And that's what these are, right? These news stories are the signposts to show us which direction we're going down. It's sort of how the FBI looks at terror threats, and they look at the different threats and different scenarios that could happen. And they'd say, okay, well, if this is going to happen, then this would have to happen. But if this was going to happen, then this set of events would have to happen, because they don't know exactly, right? We don't know the future. And then they would go, well, these are the signs that are happening, so this must be the direction that we're going. And that's kind of what we're looking at. One that I just saw, this morning, that was just absolutely crazy to me. Was a new report says that crash test dummies aren't diverse enough. Crash test dummies, you know, like they put into cars as they crash the cars to see if cars are safe. And supposedly, because the dummies, you know, like the mannequin dummies that go in the car, because they're not diverse enough, it says that this lack of diversity in crash test dummies is costing people their lives. So apparently the color of the dummy in the car costs people their lives. Now look, the reason why this kind of caught my eye is because this tells us where we're at inside of the American empire. So empires have about a 250-year time span, and they have about 8 distinct kind of periods they go through, sort of like the Roman Empire, right? So you can see where we're at in that by seeing what stage that we're in. Now, the last stages lead to decadence. Easy to see decadence when you see people spending last year was $68 million for a JPEG, right? We're in the age of decadence. As a matter of fact, just look at Silicon Valley Bank that just crashed. 98% of those banks had, those bank accounts had over $250,000. That was the very, very rich. We're in the age of decadence. But then it goes to the age of dependence. That's UBI, that's welfare, that's STEMI, right? And then the final stage leads to bondage. And you can tell where we're at by the issues that we have. So if you went to a country like Turkey or Argentina or Lebanon where they're, you know, starving, I don't think they care about the diversity of a crash dummy. You only care about the diversity of a crash dummy when you have nothing else to worry about. And that's where we're at. It's just a sign. This is where we're at, man. It is crazy. A couple other headlines that I saw that just kind of really illustrate this as well was you can tell the stage of the empire by how they prosecute crimes. Do they prosecute crimes committed against other citizens more firm or strong than they do crimes against themselves? What do I mean by that? So if I kill you or if I defraud your business or steal from your business, how am I prosecuted versus how am I prosecuted if I defraud the government? Or said another way, what if I work for the government, right? So for example, if you're a 40-year-old construction worker driving home after dinner and you had two glasses of wine, you get pulled over. Maybe you're just barely over the legal limit of alcohol, which I'm not saying is a good thing. Your life could be ruined. Your life could be ruined, right? I mean, you get your license taken away, you have fines you probably can't pay, your truck gets impounded, all these things. Or, hypothetically speaking, you could be like the husband of Speaker of the House or something like that and get a DUI and then get nothing, hypothetically. Now, the IRS, we've been talking about how they're going dire. All these new agents spend all this money to come do audits on you, and they want to know where every penny, every $600 go. They want to shine a flashlight into your account and where did that $600 come from or go? Because they want to find out if your $600 is cheating on taxes. We need that money. Meanwhile, an IRS audit finds out there's 42,000 feds cheating on their taxes. More than 42,000 federal employees repeatedly failed to file their taxes with the IRS, according to a new audit that said the government is limited in its ability to punish the cheats. Known as federal employee non-filers, the cases are considered particularly egregious since they involve those paid by taxpayer money but shirking taxpayer obligations. But the IRS devotes little effort to targeting federal non-filers, according to the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration, and the law restricts how much information the IRS can share. So we're hiring all these new agents and we're going to spend all this money to come after you and your $600. But we have all these federal employees who don't file their taxes and they're getting paid with your money. So you're paying them, you're paying their salary. They don't pay their taxes and they don't get prosecuted. Meanwhile, you could go to prison. So again, you can tell where we're at in the age of an empire by these signs. These are the signposts there. Want more signposts? Well, let's take a look at a couple. We saw supposedly Tucker Carlson blew up his career because he showed video evidence of the January 6th thing, apparently. The Democrats say that he doctored the evidence. He doctored the information. Well, from what I saw, it just looked like video footage that I could draw my own conclusions off of. I didn't see any doctoring there. I'm not saying it's not there. I just didn't see it. The way that we would know is if they just released it all and we could just look at it ourselves. But of course, they don't want to do that. But according to a January 6th attorney, they're alleging, the attorney representing Dominic Pizzola alleged that the FBI committed crimes by altering evidence and requested the court appoint a special master to review the evidence. So you ever heard of something called projection? It's when you're the one doing something wrong, but then you try to say other people are the ones doing it, right? Like if you're, cheating on your business partner or your spouse, but then like you're accusing them of doing it. Sort of like that, right? So they're saying that it was Tucker who altered the evidence, But it looks like they were the ones altering the evidence all along. They were the ones that had the evidence. They were the ones that would never release the evidence. They were the one that kept it all so that they could show their own narrative. Remember, the truth is like disinfected. The truth is like a light. It shines into the darkness. They would not release the evidence because they wanted to control the narrative. Now that it's out there, we can see it for ourselves. Now we have all these court cases that I hope will get re-reviewed. And I don't know. Look, I'm not here to say one way or the other because I don't have all the evidence. But what I would like is I would like for the information to, and the truth to be transparent. I would like that all of the evidence is out there. And I would like these court cases to be retried fairly. Everyone deserves a fair trial. And they should get the full information out there. And it should be re-reviewed, in my opinion. But what am I? I'm just some guy on the radio listening out. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Mark Maugh Show. We talk about the decentralized revolution. We are running through some of the biggest breaking news headlines of this week so you can see how the decentralized revolution is playing out. I'm having a special live event next week. If you want to come hang out, just go to go.onemarkmoss.com/crash. go.onemarkmoss.com/crash. Hit me up on social media at @onemarkmoss. And that's what I got. Thanks for listening.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.